Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We release one of these at around about lunchtime every Saturday. And let me explain about this episode. It's totally different to everything else that we do during the week. So, our weekend episode, Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version, is, well, I'll explain it. Every day we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page. And while we're waiting for the audience to build up to such a level that we can generate calls and so on for the different topics that we do, we sit here in the studio, myself and Jeremy, and sometimes Katie, just shooting the breeze, talking the most inane rubbish. And it's that inane rubbish that you're going to hear on this latest episode of Opinions Matter. So on this episode, amongst other things, we expose a disgusting habit that our Katie left in studio. We hear about Jeremy's ridiculous belief that he did his leaving in 2002, although our listeners called him out over it. Why do we say, God forgive me? And Jeremy's dream job on the London Underground. I'm actually trying to get him one of these jobs so that we can be rid of him here. All that and much more on this special episode, our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. And the thing about this episode is it's completely and utterly unedited. So I can't even tell you what you're about to hear because I've never even listened back to it. Enjoy Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode number 58, which means there are 57 other episodes. Let's start. Last Monday. Do you ever have a bad day?
Oh, yeah. Every day for me is a bad day.
I have a little...
Actually, the days that aren't bad are the days I don't come out to do this podcast with you. They're great days.
Say that again. The days what?
Any day that I'm out here doing a podcast with you is a bad day. I just don't like sitting in the same room as you.
Well, off you go. What? See you. Bye-bye.
What?
Bye-bye.
You've nobody else to...
Oh, yes, I do.
Who could replace me?
Tell you who could replace you. There, that's who could replace that you quite easily.
That laughing hyena.
That laughing hyena could replace you in a heartbeat.
Even though her grotesque habit.
There is that.
Guys, we have to bring this up. I didn't want to bring this up. I'm sorry.
Yes, but you did. You told me to keep the thing, so you could bring it up.
Get it. As you know, well, you wouldn't know this, in the studio where we record this podcast.
Hey, go down here. Hang on now.
Oh, you're free, old man.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
I'm setting the scene. Here we go. In the studio where we record the podcast, which is a beautiful studio.
It is a beautiful, as you can see if you're watching on Facebook, but if you're not watching on Facebook, it is a beautiful
studio.
It's
the nicest studio you've ever seen.
Can you stop impersonating that prick?
I love that man.
He's a fucking prick. Go on anyway,
It's a beautiful studio. We have a little fridge in the corner, and it's stocked with 7-Up Free. Yeah. I'm trying to get Adrian to cut down on his sugar.
And look, that's what I'm actually drinking today, 7-Up Free.
It's audio, so they can't see the
camera.
7-Up Free, because I want Adrian to cut down on the sugar intake. That waistline got to go for the summer.
Okay.
Got to go. And it's also stocked with Coke Zero.
It is, yeah.
We need Coke Zero caffeine free as well. So you, Amanda, will you get that in Musgraves later? Thank you.
I don't get the point.
And water. Doesn't matter. There's no point. And Eric Katie, he was in here the other day, and he obviously was thirsty.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And Eric Katie, he took a can of 7-Up Free out of her fridge, which is okay. He didn't pay for it, but...
What? You wanted her to pay for it?
Well, she took a can of 7-Up Free out of her fridge.
She works here.
Ah, she's a contractor.
She works here.
No, she's not staff. She's a contractor.
You're a prick, you are.
She's a contractor.
So are you.
So do we pay her PRSI? Do we pay for her dental?
Do we pay our own PRSI?
Oh, I guess you have to pay me PRSI.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, he took a can of 7-Up out of the fridge. And what was left on the can was nothing less than horrific. Now, obviously, this is an audio podcast, but for those of you who are watching it when we record it, can Adrian you hold the can?
I will. Let me just demonstrate this to you. Oh, but it's actually a see-through can for starters. Oh, can you see it?
So the can is literally covered.
You can't even see it on that.
The can is covered in lipstick.
Yeah.
Lipstick is not only on the rim of the can.
Yeah.
It's going down the side. Try and eat the can. But
the problem is it's an invisible can. Look at that can. Look at the can.
It looks like she gave the can deep throat. It's literally. And it's the one thing, guys, that I hate. I hate to see lipstick on the top of a glass. Yeah?
Yeah, so do I.
I hate to see lipstick on the top of a coffee. Anyway, who wears lipstick in 2028?
That's lip gloss. Lip gloss, Jeremy.
Is that what it is now?
Not lipstick, lip gloss.
No, that's not lip gloss.
It is lip gloss.
It's a horrible...
Because she left it behind her the other day.
Oh, did she? Did you throw it in the...
I had to drop it off to her.
Oh, sorry, we have people now advertising for the job if I get sick or whatever the case.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
And our friend Paulie.
Paulie?
What are you saying, like you don't know who he is? You know Paulie.
Oh, regular Paulie.
Regular Paulie.
The fellow who's never on here.
Yes. Yeah. Paulie said I'd be next in line for the job. Now, Paulie, you would be, but you'd never come on.
Yeah. So like, what's the point? In fact, have we ever even spoken to Paulie?
We speak to him off air, like.
Yeah, but we've never spoken to him on this podcast, have we?
He's never ever contacted
us. Have we ever spoken to him on any of our radio shows?
No.
No?
A very shy man. He's a shy guy.
So, how do we know? Paulie, we'd need to know a bit more about you.
We need you to send a demo tape. A demo tape, of what your voice sounds like, or it's not happening.
Sorry, I've breaking news here. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I can't. I have to go in and collect my daughter from school. I'm crying. Please stop calling me he. And second of all, I do work for the podcast, Jeremy. I am going nowhere. Oh, stop. He took a can.
In fairness, he has a good sense of humour, doesn't he? Like, to laugh along to that. Anyway, the can...
Oh, sorry, there's another one. Hang on, what's this one saying? Hang on.
You only had a go at me this morning in the office about that on my coffee as well, you pair of pricks. Absolute prick.
Well, I want you to throw that can in the bin. Yeah, that's not even going to go through the...
It is.
You know the thing that sucks it in and goes...
Oh, the machine.
The machine will spit that back out.
I'll throw it in the bin. There we go. Okay,
can I talk very briefly for a second, guys, about the hatred that people have towards beetroot?
I love beetroot.
So do I.
I absolutely love
it. I know, I'm your brother.
In fact, there's a jar of beetroot in our fridge waiting to be opened, and I was going to open it and I forgot about it, but it's... Yeah. Now, do you like beetroot slices, or do you like the little...
I'll come to that in a second.
Balls.
Stop asking me personal questions. I'll come to that in a second when I'm ready to answer. But
I just asked a simple question.
And I'll answer when I'm ready to answer. Stop asking personal questions. I was in the deli around the corner from us there earlier on.
Yeah, very good.
And the man that works behind the deli, Matt. Do you know Matt?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Matt the deli man?
Yeah, he's a nice fella, yeah.
He's not really... People walk over him.
He's all right, though.
No, he always lets people walk over him. Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Why don't you turn your phone off when we're recording the podcast?
Sorry, it's 1999. Oh, 1999 on the phone
I
for you.
I love that year.
You cracked that joke back in 1999. Just saying. Anyway, Matt lets you walk all over him. Seriously.
So Matt, who...
A kid in school would crack that joke. And all his mates.
I thought it was actually
Luke actually would think it's an immature joke.
She thought it was a very clever joke. Very good use of the word. Anyway, Matt, the deli guy.
Who lets everybody walk all over him.
Never clean as well. I was covered in dirt.
Yeah, manky.
And you know what he's always covered in? Lint.
Oh, one of those... The chocolates.
No, lint. Do you know what lint is?
Yeah, the chocolates made in Switzerland.
No. My wife's rug is always covered in lint.
Right. What's lint?
Lint.
I don't know what it is.
So have you ever seen a photograph of my wife's rug?
No, I haven't.
Yes,
no.
I have. It's on my Facebook page.
Who sends photographs of rugs?
I did. So, her rug. Her Persian rug. Yeah.
You got sucked into one of those shops once, did you?
I did. I was in Tunis. Is that the name of the city?
Tunis.
And I bought it. My wife says, it's been a while since I've had a rug. And I said, yeah, it is. And she got a Persian rug. Anyway, my wife's Persian rug, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
And it's a wall-to-wall rug. Have you seen the size of her rug?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no.
It's to be admired. Oh, okay. I don't even know how we got home on the plane.
Well, go on anyway.
My wife's rug attracts lint.
But what is lint?
Lint is the stuff that... Lint.
I don't know what it is.
L-I-N-T. Lint.
Lint.
The totally tropical taste. Yes. I love lint. That's lilt, by the way.
Yeah.
Lint is bubbles. Bubbles.
Oh, on your clothes. Oh,
yes,
right.
That's what lint is.
Yeah,
the stuff that accumulates.
I get you now. Yeah.
Well, on Adrian, it's cigarette ash, but on other people.
I haven't smoked for 4.5 years.
Oh, tell that to the judge.
I did. I said, I haven't smoked in 4.5 years, judge.
Why were you up in court?
For smoking.
Someone sued you for smoking. What was the point I was trying to make?
I've absolutely no
Sorry,
idea.
Sorry, Matt, who makes the rolls in the deli around the corner. Yeah. Matt, tell me something about Matt.
What about him?
Tell me something about him.
People walk all
they
over
do,
him.
They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
He needs to stick up
but
for
what
himself.
Were you saying about Matt anyway?
Matt was making my turkey roll there literally 20 minutes ago.
Very good.
The turkey stuck between your teeth.
Yeah, well, you should have cleaned your teeth, but go on anyway.
He brings a toothbrush in to work with him.
Go on anyway, will you?
And Matt says, what do you want on your turkey roll? And I said, I'll have a bit of stuffing. And Matt put the stuffing on it. And then I said, I'll have a bit of grated cheese.
Lovely, yeah.
A bit of cheese on the roll. And then he said, can I cut it in half? And I said, no, Matt, you're getting ahead of yourself there. You won't be cutting any roll in half because there's one more topping I want on the roll. And he says, what's that, Jezza? Calls me Jezza. And I said, I will have some cut up beetroot. And lads, when I say the whole queue at the deli counter,
they went silent.
They were, I think the word.
Aghast.
Aghast is the word. Is that the word?
Yeah.
All you could hear was deep breaths going, oh, so why is there such a kickback? Against, because Matt didn't even want to put the. I literally went behind the counter and gave him a punch in the face.
No, you didn't.
He lets you do that to him.
He
lets you walk all over him. So
he was resistant to putting the beetroot on.
He looked at me like I'd asked for, can I have 10 grams of cocaine? Now, can I just say for the record, Matt does not deal in cocaine.
That's good, yep.
He only deals in turkey rolls. But what is the
aversion?
The aversion, lovely word.
Yeah. No, I have to say I do love beetroot, yeah.
Now,
but I wouldn't ever have it on a sandwich.
What would you have it on? What, with a pint of beer?
With a salad or something, but not with not on a roll. No.
Oh, really?
No. That's actually. In fact, Matt, you're dead right. Fair play to him.
Matt, don't let Adrian walk all over you. No, you stick up for yourself.
You're dead right, Matt. You're fair play to you.
Anyway, there's only two types of beetroot. It's a very hated vegetable. That's what I've discovered anyway over the years.
Is it a vegetable?
Yeah, it is a vegetable.
Is it a vegetable?
It grows in the ground.
Oh, yeah. That makes it a vegetable.
Grows in beets.
Yeah. Now, I'd puke if I had beetroot.
Your man, Dr. Dre, brought out a brand of it before. Beets by Dre.
Oh, were they small ones or
small
sliced?
Small beets by Dre.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. Anyway, my point is I couldn't eat beetroot if it wasn't in vinegar.
Oh, no, I don't like fresh. Yeah. But there's only one type of beetroot I will eat, and that's the shredded beetroot.
Not the little balls?
No, it wouldn't eat a ball of beetroot.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Or the big, huge, thick slices. No. You know, they're a very hard thing to actually eat. In fact, eating beetroot, would leave more of a mess on your todger than Katie Mack.
But right, okay, that's it, I've had enough.
Oh, okay.
I have decided, and in fact, one of our listeners gave me this suggestion,
Are we really doing the best way to eat beetroot? Is that where this podcast is headed?
No. So you know the way I'm always giving out to you about always talking about that thing that you always do, like Katie and her... her oral fascinations, The next time you drag the conversation down the sex route,
Or up the sex route,
yeah.
If you will.
I'm going to call you what one of our listeners christened you.
Oh.
Gervert.
Who came up with that? What liquor?
No, I can't remember.
Liquor. What liquor?
I'll tell you now.
What liquor came up with that?
Davin. Yeah. Gervert is off again. So that's your new nickname.
Weirdo.
Every time you talk about sex.
I didn't talk about sex.
You did. You talked about Katie giving blowjobs.
You just brought it up there.
You did.
There's nothing sexy about beetroot.
And the next time I'm now christening you the Gervert.
I've already been christened. You can't be christened twice.
Yeah, but it's a play on your name.
Anyway, guys,
get it, Gervert.
If anything comes out of this podcast, can I just plead with you?
Yeah.
To try beetroot.
Okay, Gervert.
And I know you. Sorry, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about beetroot.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
To look at it, it's not aesthetically pleasing. But either is Adrian aesthetically pleasing, and you look at him every day. So
yeah, but it's purple. It's a dark purple. It's not really aesthetically pleasing at all.
No, it's not pretty to look at. And I don't know, a lot of you may not like. Are you able to eat something, Adrian, that's not pretty to look at?
Yeah, well, beetroot is a good example.
You don't look at it though when you eat it.
No, you just shove it in your gob.
You close your eyes.
Yep.
Put it in your gob, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I do, but not in a sandwich. Sorry. And then you see they've all jumped on the bandwagon. Gervert. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Can we get the liners renamed? Opinions Matter.
With Adrian and Gervert.
Yeah, where's Shona? By the way, the girl who does the app, just play a little clip of it there. You should never give her.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast.
That lady there, that young lady.
She's not young anymore.
Oh, no, she was young when we first met her. She's ancient now. That girl's name, because she doesn't get any credit on this podcast. And without her, this podcast would be nothing.
No, yes, it would.
Opinions Matter.
But the female on The Voice is...
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast.
Is Shona the girl's name. She's an acquaintance of mine. Not of yours, really.
But she doesn't really like you, actually. She told me the last time I was in there.
Because I'm a pervert.
A gervert.
Who eats beetroot.
Yeah.
Try beetroot. You will, honestly, will you sell it to them? You'll never look back. And I'm telling you.
But it has to have vinegar.
You better get your ears or beetroot quick, because the Straits of Gibraltar, or what's it called?
The Straits of Gibraltar?
The Straits. They won't be able to get the beetroot through. What's it called?
There's no beetroot grown in Iran.
Oh, I'd say they grow everything over there in Iran. Get ears or beetroot before it becomes unavailable, okay?
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters. But not as much as ours does.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is on at Sleep Outfitters. Save up to $1,000 store-wide with our lifetime price guarantee and 100% comfort guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? Limited time clearance savings only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com.
I wonder what a computer, an AI-generated photograph of you would look like. If you're to add in hair and everything.
I have nothing to say about the subject you're about to discuss. I have nothing to say.
I wonder what AI would do.
I have no opinion on it.
I'm going to get AI to generate a photograph of you.
She's going on about AI like it's a brand new thing. My kids can use AI.
Can they?
Yeah, they use it for their homework and all that. It's great crack.
Oh.
Ah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's a conversation for another day.
Should your kids use ChatGPT for homework?
Yeah.
Everybody's using it.
But they shouldn't be.
Sorry.
How is that education?
Sorry, a person very close to me, can't name them.
Well, go on, name them then.
No, I can't. Uses it for work, like for, you know... Like letters for interviews and stuff like that.
But that's very unprofessional.
That's what was invented.
Journalists are getting into trouble for using AI to write articles for them.
I mean, AI is what cogging was called. For those of you who are younger, you won't know this, but when we were in school.
Yeah.
I was in school in the early noughties. Adrian was the 70s.
The early noughties?
Oh, yeah.
What, you're in your 30s going to school? It's a bit strange. It's a bit odd.
Sorry, I did the Leaving Cert in...
Again, this bullshit about you're much younger than you actually are.
2002 I did the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, you did your Leaving Cert in 2002.
Yes, I did do it in 2002.
We were doing radio shows in Ibiza.
The reason I know I did the Leaving Cert in 2002, and those of you who did the Leaving Cert in 2002... Our Leaving Cert song was Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. Remember
that was
Shaggy?
Was that in 2000, you fool?
It was 2002, actually.
It wasn't.
Can be red-handed, bit-a-da-da bathroom floor. What a song.
But it was out in 2000. You're a fool of a man.
Have you ever heard Shaggy being interviewed?
There, look. It was from the album Hot Shot, released in 2000.
I think it was the other one. It wasn't me. It was the other one. Girl, you're my angel.
It was the same year.
No, it wasn't.
It was the same year, yeah.
Anyway, guys, we'll get back to it in a sec. That was my Leaving Cert song, Shaggy, It Wasn't Me. No, not Wasn't Me, Angel.
You're now after winding yourself in a load of lies here. You can't get out of it.
You know Shaggy when he sings?
Yep.
Yeah, he sings like that, man. He sings like that, doesn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually speak like that in real life.
Have you
ever heard him being interviewed?
No.
So Shaggy, when he sings a song,
yeah.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling baby.
Yeah, that's how he says it.
Yeah, you're my darling baby. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how he sounds.
And when he gets interviewed in an interview, so say you're the interview, ask me a question.
How are you, Mr. Shag?
No, you wouldn't start an interview like that. Come on.
Can I call you Shaggy?
No. Zoinks.
What is the man's name,
doesn't matter what his name is. It's not.
I need to know that. Yeah.
Shaggy.
I doubt his mother and father christened him.
No, his name is Orville.
Orville?
That's a terrible name.
Jeez,
I used to think Adrian was a terrible name to inflict on a child.
It is.
But Orville is actually worse. It's actually worse. Anyway, I saw an interview recently where Shaggy was being interviewed. So Shaggy, when he sings a song. Yeah?
Okay, so I'll be the question master.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling baby.
I love the way you sing, Orville.
Yeah, Orville, I like the way I sing too. Actually, it's great the way I sing. I'm a rapper and I'm from him. He's not even from the so he sings like he's from the Caribbean.
And where's he from?
He's from New York or something, isn't he? Or
he's not. No,
he's American.
No. He's not. He's from Jamaica, as far as I know. He is Jamaican, yeah. Hang on. Wait. Jamaican American.
Yeah, but he's probably living in America years.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been to Jamaica several times, as you know.
Yeah.
And they don't speak.
Oh, he moved to New York when he was 18.
Yeah, so anyway, in his interviews, he's just got a normal voice. Yeah, when he sings, you're my darling. Anyway, I digress. Guys, my Leave Insert song was.
Come on, quick.
Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Shaggy, it wasn't me. So you did your leaving in 2002, allegedly, and it was still that big of a hit 2 years later.
The reason I know that, guys, that was in the charts for yonks. I think it's still in the charts. And the reason I know I did the Leaving Cert in 2002 is because one of the Leaving Cert questions was on 9/11. So how could that be possible if I did the Leaving Cert before 9/11? One of the questions in the Leaving Cert. Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
Not from you.
In terms of.
I'd rather hug a cactus.
Well, do you need a hug from a cactus then?
It has to be a very big cactus, wouldn't it?
Have you ever seen the big ones in America?
No.
Taller than this building?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's only in the cartoons.
No, they're real.
In Roadrunner, like the big cactus.
You mean?
Yeah.
The big, huge cactuses, yeah.
No, there's not.
There is.
That's literally the cartoons.
They're the size of trees.
Do Roadrunner again?
Me.
Burp, 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 burp.
No.
Me.
The question, it was in English, and it was
I'm getting weary. Do you know that? I'm getting weary.
Old age and grandfatherhood.
No, I'm getting weary with just your constant.
Some bouncing your son on your knee or your godson.
A few weeks ago, you said you did your leaving in 1998, and then a few weeks later, it's 2006.
No, I never said 1998. There was a question on, and those of you who did the Leaving Cert the same year as me, 2002, it was a beautiful summer, as you remember, and one of the questions in English paper 2 was compose a composition
based. Compose a composition. That's how it was written, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Compose a composition.
Oh, God. Compose a composition.
So you're telling me that the exact.
English paper 2.
And it was written compose a composition.
I'll even tell you the date that I sat the exam. 20th of June 2002.
Would it not have made more sense to say write a composition?
No, it said compose a composition based on your knowledge of the involvement of the Saudi family in 9/11. Now, how would I know that if I didn't do the Leaving Cert that year?
Did yous watch the match yesterday? Asks one of our listeners by the name of Sean. Yes, of course we did, Sean. Yeah. Why does
Sean look like Gavin Pepper?
No, he sent us a photograph of Gavin Pepper.
Why would you send us a photograph of Councillor Gavin Pepper?
Gavin Pepper.
Yeah, Councillor Gavin Pepper.
Anyway, yes, of course we watched the match.
The hair has come on, and I'm not slagging Gavin. I can't speak because.
Why would you not go for it then?
A turkey haircut.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I say one thing to you?
Yeah.
I would go for a turkey haircut, yeah? That's not a turkey hair. What's it called? Turkey plugs. Where did they get the hair from, by the way?
By the way, yeah. Someone's gone to the trouble to Google the English higher level paper.
Oh, that's a loser. That's a loser.
From 2002.
Where would you even get that?
I don't know.
Where would you even get that?
Somebody's just sent it in to us and he said, you're a liar. There's no such question. And it was on the 5th of June.
Sorry, this person sent us a whole PDF file
of the Leaving Cert exam.
You need to rename that.
What?
Those files.
PDF?
Yeah, it's just so dodgy.
PDF?
Yeah. When someone says to you, what files have you got in your queue? I've got PDF files. Say it quickly.
PDF.
Say it quicker.
PDF.
It's quicker.
PDF.
Files. PDF files. They need to change the name of PDF files. It sounds way dodgy.
Anyway, well,
so this absolute loser. This absolute loser.
Sean, don't mind him. I don't think you're a loser. I think you're bang on. You just go to examinations.ie and it'll throw up every bloody exam paper
Sean,
ever.
You're an absolute loser.
You just made a show of yourself.
But so, King Lear came up. I read King Lear.
Yeah, but where's the question about...
Oh, this man's an uneducated fool. That's paper one, you tick. It was paper two.
Here, don't challenge him. He'll go and find that as well.
No, it was paper two. Anyway.
That is paper two. English higher level paper two, you said.
Well, then it was one of the papers. It was paper one or paper two. Anyway, the question was, compose a composition based on your knowledge, to the best of your ability, of the Saudi family's involvement in 9/11. And as you know, Adrian...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to sincerely... commiserate with Jeremy on his declining mental health.
Oh, you're making fun of mental health?
No, I'm making fun of you.
What?
You're living in an absolute dream world.
Oh, no, I am living in a dream. It's a great life I have in a dream world. Sorry, I'm not the only person that doesn't accept my age. Remember your woman?
You.
Kissy.
Oh, you have to send him paper two now, or paper one now.
Jesus Christ almighty.
And you said it was on the 20th of June or something. It was the 5th, you fool.
Oh, so you expect me to remember the date that I sat the leave insert. So I'm just seeing if Shaggy had any more...
hits in 2002 to try and verify your story. No.
God, how's that man making a living? So literally the only hits that Shaggy had were It Wasn't Me.
Yeah.
But great song.
Yeah, great song, yeah.
And Angel, which I believe, using my musical knowledge, was a cover version of an old song by...
Juice Newton.
Huh?
Juice Newton.
I wouldn't have
didn't even know that.
I wouldn't have got that. You could be telling me anything. You could use Starbucks. And I would get. Juice Newton.
Newton was the
no
name.
No way.
Yeah.
So those of you who don't know that,
Angel of the Morning.
Is Shaggy the same as Shabba?
Shabba?
You know Shabba?
No.
Are they two different people?
Completely different people.
I think
Shabba. Mr. Love a Man. Shabba.
Are they not the same person?
No.
You know Shabba, don't you?
I do, yeah. So do you.
No, I don't. I've never met Shabba. But is Shabba and Shaggy the same thing?
What?
Who came first, Shabba or Shaggy?
I don't know what you're
it's
even
really
saying.
It's weird that they have a very similar surname and they sound the same. Just Google, is Shabba the same person as Shaggy?
It's not. Shabba.
So what did Shabba sing?
Mr. Loverman, Shabba. Mr. Loverman.
Oh God, is that the way he sang it?
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, I have to say, the Shaggy version of Angel was far superior to this smoke. Wait till you hear this. Hang on.
Are we allowed to play this? Ah. She looks like Taylor Swift.
She does, actually, yeah. Hang on, here we go. Wait, you ready? Shaggy! Just call me Angel. That's the original song.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, I get that.
Looking at the video, it looks like... From the Jesus, she's the image. By the way, you need to Google this person, Juice Newton, or what's her name?
Juice Newton, yeah.
Juice Newton is her name.
Angel of the Morning is the song,
which I don't believe is her real first name, Juice.
I christened thee Juice.
That's worse than Adrian.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's the image of Taylor Swift.
Oh
isn't she?
My God!
Is that her mother?
Well, no, because her name is Newton and Swift's name is Swift.
Oh yeah, but she's the split Swift.
She's literally. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Google that video. Juice Newton, Angel of the Morning, official music video.
But how did Shaggy come across that
song? I don't know.
So Shaggy was in the car one day in Jamaica.
And that song came on.
And that song came, I can do better than that, man. I can do better than
that. A few minutes ago you said he talked with a New York accent.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Why do people always say, God forgive me, when they curse?
Because you're committing a sin, if you
no,
like.
No, it's actually not. I'm, as you know, a bibliotech.
Well,
a
bookworm.
No, a bibliotech. Someone who reads the Bible.
No, that's not what a bibliotech is, you absolute fucking fool of a man.
God forgive you. No, that's exactly what
you're a fool.
Someone who studies...
A bibliotech is the Spanish for a newsagent.
That's actually not true at all.
Yeah, no, it
the
is.
Spanish for newsagent is SPAR. That's the only newsagent that's in Spain. SPAR.
Bibliotech.
Yeah.
Libraries in countries or municipalities with Latin or Spanish-speaking
language. Anyway, I know a lot.
So you're wrong.
Okay,
that's all I'm trying to say to you.
I'm always wrong. I know a lot about that, but maybe there's people listening to us who are a bit more religious and you can shed some light on this. But nowhere in the Bible does it say that you cannot swear. Because it wasn't bad words. So if you think about it, yeah.
Do they have the words fuck off in Jesus' time?
No, but Jesus is a bad word. My girls say Jesus now.
Oh, really?
One of them drops F-bombs, but we won't talk about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she heard it from Daddy. That's a conversation for another day. And as the Bible said, judge ye.
Lest ye be judged.
So don't judge me. Anyway, my kids say Jesus now.
That they picked up from you?
Ah, no. No, the fuck and bollocks did pick up for me, not Jesus. I don't take the Lord's name in vain. But my point is, they say Jesus because they know they can get away with it. Because it's not, on a scale of bad words, it's not a bad word.
It depends. There are those that feel that it's actually one of the worst you can do.
Ah, who? Get me that person on the phone now. Now, get them on. Amanda, are you trying to say that there's somebody
deeply
listening?
Religious people, you're taking the Lord's name in vain. Jesus.
No,
name in vain.
But anyway, that's a new swear word. So I don't know if there was cursing in Galilean times. That's, by the way, the period in which Jesus was born. It's called the the Galilean period.
The Galilean.
It came just after the Jurassic period. So the Jurassic period is when dinosaurs lived. That's where they got the
name.
And
then the next day.
Yeah.
The next day Jesus came along.
Yeah.
Let me just get the timeline of events here.
I don't have the exact timeline.
Jesus arrived on earth the day after the dinosaurs disappeared.
Well, that's belief. That's the Christian belief.
Who believes that?
Christians, yeah.
What Christians?
Believe that there was dinosaurs on the earth, yeah. The little T-Rexes with their little hands.
Yeah.
Little hands, yeah.
I know they were huge jokes.
No, but they had very small hands in relation to their body size.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Like Jeremy Beadle.
Are we going to talk about him again?
No, I'm just saying Jeremy
Beadle. You're obsessed with the man.
Jeremy Beadle had small.
You have been talking about him a few minutes ago.
No, I actually wasn't.
You were.
Was I? Okay, I love Jeremy Beadle. Jeremy Beadle had small hands in relation to the size of his...
What's this got to do with dinosaurs and Jesus?
Jesus was not a swear word back in the day because it was a person's name.
But it actually is a person's
back
name.
Back in the... No, it's not.
Well, don't you, people call Jesus.
A lot of people don't believe he existed. I don't want to go down that road. I don't believe he existed, so I will not go down that road. The road to Galilee. Won't go down that road. Don't believe he existed. But back in the day, if someone dropped a hammer on their foot... In Galilee. Can you go to Galilee, by the way? I'd just go there on a day trip.
I wouldn't be going at the moment. I'd avoid it at all costs.
Where is it?
That's Israel direction. I'd be avoiding
it. Israel direction.
Yeah, it's around there, yeah.
Around there?
Yeah.
Can you go to the lake where he walked on the water?
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not taking the piss out of religion. Each to their own. Judge ye, lest you be judged. That's Leviticus 3:17. But can you go? Who's going to double check me? Who's going to check that up?
Somebody will.
You'll have some liquor now looking up Leviticus. Can you go to the lake that he walked on the...
Apparently so.
And can you go to the house where your man, his son fucked off. Oh, sorry. God forgive me. His son fucked off, like yours did. Remember yours fucked off to Canada?
Where did he get that?
The prodigal son.
Can you go to his calf?
Can you go to the house where the prodigal son...
You can go to where the cross was and all that.
By the way, that's the one story it's the only story of the Bible I know. He was very harsh on the other son.
Who was?
So do you know the story of the prodigal son?
Not really, no, I don't really care.
Okay, this is Corinthians 5:16, chapter 2. There was a father.
Yeah.
Like Tony, your dad.
Yeah.
And he had two sons. You have two. He has two sons, yeah. And one of them decided at the age of 18 to fuck off.
Okay, yeah.
And go working in Canada. Don't think you could get to Canada from Galilee back then, yeah? So what? Oh, hang on.
That's your crowd.
So just anyway, saying. Can I tell you the story about the product? Does anybody know the story? It's a very good story because it teaches you a lot about loyalty. So one of the sons went off to Canada on his J1, yeah?
I don't know if J1s were a thing back then, but
they were called Jesus ones.
Can you get on with this story? Where is this going?
And the other son,
stayed
back and minded the farm.
Fair play.
And did all. Like, working on a farm is tough work. Yeah,
yeah.
He's getting up in the morning, milking the cows and doing that all that, while the other son was off in Canada on his J1.
Okay, yeah.
And then the son decided to come back. That's where the prodigal son comes from. He said, I've had enough of Canada. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I'm going to go back to Galilee. So the son arrived back and the father threw a big party for him and welcomed him with open arms and all that. And the son who had stayed back, the loyal son, got nothing, fuck all. And the father died and then left the house to the son that fucked off. Now, how is that fair?
Well, it's not really fair, is it?
It's not fair. So what is the moral of that? Because every Bible story has a moral.
What is the moral of the story?
I don't know. It's great.
Be the bad son.
It's a great story. Yeah, you would be the bad son.
Ah, yeah.
You are like...
But then you get looked after in the end. But you
literally...
Days.
You've literally brought Shane along the family of Kennedys, yeah? You brought Shane to the family.
You reckon?
I list about 20 different things you've done.
You think?
Yeah. So will your dad leave everything to you?
I hope so.
Have you got the house appraised yet?
Appraised? Oh, the man's not dead.
It doesn't matter. I've got my man's house appraised.
You did not?
I didn't tell her about it, obviously. No, we got a letter in the post. Get your house appraised now. So I gave them the address, yeah? And they said, are you the homeowner? I said, well, not at the moment, but let's give it a couple of years and I more than likely will be the homeowner. You need to get that done. Find out how much you're going to earn.
And your mother's not dead.
That's
annoying me. Annoying me.
That my mother's not dead. Yeah. My mother's dead.
It's annoying me.
Anyway, guys, it all comes back to Jesus. Why do people say, look for apologies from God when they curse? Because there's nothing against...
God forgive
curse.
You.
God forgive me. Anyway, I hope you're all in... Oisín. Oisín McCourt.
How are you, Oisín?
I don't give out his full name, but Jesus is a swear word.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because of the way it's said. Well, my kids say Jesus.
You should not.
As in Jesus. No, we're not having pizza again for dinner tonight, are we, Daddy?
Yeah, I can understand why they're using it, but they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be.
It's the way it's said. Well, if you dropped a hammer, so back in the day in Galilee, if someone dropped a hammer on the toe, yeah?
Yeah.
They wouldn't say Jesus.
I probably wouldn't say Jesus either. I'd say, oh, fuck!
I use the C word.
Yeah, no.
I use the C word.
But no, I certainly wouldn't be saying Jesus. Ah, Jesus.
Oh, by the way, listener by the name of Jude, yeah?
Yeah.
Has just looked up Leviticus 3:17.
I told you somebody would.
And it
would.
Says, gut all for what they are there for. Jude, I will agree with you. There's a lot of violence in the Bible. A lot of violence.
There is a fair bit, yeah.
Speaking of violence, can I just share this with you very quickly, yeah?
Yeah.
I was playing a football match on Saturday, and you'll have to pardon me in this podcast because I'm a bit injured. I have a sore toe and a kind of a slipped disc that keeps slipping in and out.
Ooh.
And at the moment it's in. And if it does slip out, I'll need you to pop it back in for me.
With pleasure, yeah.
Well, no, in a gentle way.
What? Can I just dig you in the back?
No, it has to be placed in very gently and just...
Oh, no, not really good with that.
Okay.
No, get somebody else.
So if my disc does slip back out during this podcast, you'll hear, ooh-ah! Anyway, on Saturday, guys, I was playing a football match against a group of lads who are from Poland. What is the story with Polish men all being built like tanks? I've never met a scrawny Pole. That should be the name of this podcast, by the way.
I've never met a scrawny Pole.
The headline of this podcast, yeah?
I've never met a scrawny Pole.
Have you ever met a scrawny Pole?
No, they are all. You see, a lot of them...
What do Polish... Do we have any Polish listeners?
We may have.
Anybody listening from Poland, can you share with me what you have on your average? What do they eat for dinner? I've never even been to Poland.
Have you not? No, lovely country. Lovely country.
What?
Yeah, lovely country.
So why don't they all go back if it's that lovely? Where are they all still
here? A lot of them are.
I know, there are loads of them still here.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mechanic is Polish.
Yeah.
My hairstylist is Polish.
Your hairstylist?
Oh, you have a hairstylist.
Yeah, he should go back.
No, it's a she. Agnieszka.
Yeah, she should definitely go back.
Agnieszka.
Get out of here, Agnieszka.
What?
Because I'm heading you.
But what do Polish people eat out there? Because so we were with seven aside.
Okay, a lot of the Polish lads still
so
here.
So seven aside.
They're builders, construction workers. They're all...
Yeah, Poland needs buildings. Poland needs buildings. Go back and build Poland. I'm only joking, by the way. I love the Polish community. My Polish mechanic, he does that.
Really?
Yep. Oh, that's what I've used him for years. Very good at...
What does that even mean?
You know Pavel? How would you know Pavel?
How would I possibly know?
You've never...
I've never met Pavel.
This is not a joke, guys. The last thing about Pavel, my car mechanic, his wife, yeah, I'm not sure if this is still the case, but his wife was a pole dancer. How bizarre is that?
His Polish wife was a pole dancer.
She was literally a pole dancer. Do you remember when pole dancing was all the rage?
And yeah.
How do you know that?
I just do. She was literally a pole dancer. Anyway, you want to know why Polish men are all built
like
brick shithouses?
These lads literally were, and there were seven Irish lads, Stubby's on the Irish team, and we were all like look
scrawny
at me.
Little...
I used to be buff, but I'm not anymore. But what do they eat? What is your typical Polish food?
I actually don't know.
You've been to Poland. What do you get in a restaurant in Poland?
I went to McDonald's.
Did you really?
It's the same as it was here.
Yes, Martin, we get that she's a pole dancer from Poland. Yes, that is actually true. She was a pole dancer from Poland. But Pavel, if you're looking for someone to, he does...
What does that even mean?
20% discount if you pay cash in hand.
Oh.
No dockets required.
Oh, no.
You know, like that Phil Collins album? No dockets required.
Yeah.
Literally, you pay cash in hand and he'll give you 20% off.
Anyway, I can't answer as to what Polish guys eat, but...
Let me just see. Polish, typical Polish foods, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Polish food. You can get Polish foods here.
There's loads of shops, yeah. There's loads of Polish shops, yeah.
So let's see what a Polish, typical Polish dinner is. Filled dumplings.
Yeah.
Now, after looking at that, I'd need to have a dumpling after eating. That looks absolutely disgusting. A hunter stew. Now, that sounds manly.
No, it certainly does.
That sounds manly. Now, Pavel, I'd say, eats hunter stew.
I know a Polish lad who eats 6 eggs for breakfast. They love their protein.
Okay, well, yes, they do. One of them fucking sly tackle. Sorry, pardon me, French. Please, God. One of them took me out of it on a sly tackle and nearly killed me. They also, have you ever had a Polish sausage?
No.
Now, Pavel's wife, I know from talking, Pavel's wife loves a Polish sausage.
And what, are they big? Are they small?
They'd be medium-sized, but the thing about a Polish sausage, Adrian, is it's a very niche taste. Very spicy.
Oh, okay.
Do you like a spicy Polish sausage?
I do, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And finally, stuffed cabbage rolls, which is called galbalki. Galbalki.
No, I didn't know that either.
So is that where we're going wrong? By eating Irish food?
Maybe so.
Yeah. I'll be going over to Pavel's and his Polish wife's house at the weekend. By the way, if you're looking for a service for the car, just WhatsApp me there and I'll send you out his number. 20% discount.
For cash.
Are you allowed to do cash gigs?
Not really.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Very disappointed. I was in London there, as you know, recently. They don't play the Mind the Gap anymore. In the tube.
Do they not?
No.
Why?
It's not the same.
But not every station has a Mind the Gap recording anyway. Maybe what? You just weren't in one.
They all used to say Mind the Gap.
No, they didn't all say that. It was only stations with a bend in them.
The next train on the eastbound platform is heading. I should be a voiceover, by the way. For
you shouldn't.
The,
you oh, absolutely no, absolutely shouldn't be.
Wait for it. You ready?
Yeah,
you ready?
Go on, yeah.
Okay. Do the ding dong.
Ding dong.
What's wrong with ding dong? I'm fixing it. Do
ding
it go again.
Dong.
No, that's not the way it goes.
Ding dong.
No, it's.
What way does it go?
Try that. Go on, go.
No, I'm not doing that.
The state. Oh, hang on. Oh, God, no. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're bad.
God, hang
you're,
on. Hang
you're
on,
weak.
Hang on. Go on, do the ding dong.
Ding dong.
Hello, the train about. Oh, God.
No, well, no, you're
last
brutal.
Last time.
The train's gone now.
No, it's not gone. It's not. Okay, go on.
Ding dong.
The train approaching eastbound platform 2 to Cockfosters. They always go to Cockfosters.
All the trains go to Cockfosters.
I don't even know where Cockfosters is, but all I know is any time I've been on the tube.
It's in the north of London.
Is that where it is? Yeah. And tell me something about Cockfosters.
It's the end station on the northbound Piccadilly line.
Sorry, what is this? You even know what line it's actually on the Jubilee line.
It's not, it's on the Piccadilly.
Is it?
Yeah.
And what happens in... Because the reason being, as you know...
Is it because the word cock is in it that you think it's so funny?
No, because that would be immature and rude. But my son... So we were all in London there.
Yeah.
Just at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And they were on the tube. Now, the last time we were in London, he didn't get it. But he saw it up on the map.
Cockfosters.
He saw Arsenal. And he's like, how is Arsenal a stop? And I said, well, Arsenal is a place, isn't it? And then he went... He's my son, don't forget. He's standing on the top and goes, and he says, what's so funny? Daddy, look. Don't tell mommy. Daddy, look. I says, what, Luke, what? And he points up and it's Cockfosters. And then your man comes on the tannoy, do the ding-ding again.
Ding-dong.
They're trying to approach in the east platform. Yeah, because he always sounds muffled. Why is he always muffled?
He can still speak better than you.
No, they're trying to... I have it now. Okay, ding-dong one last time.
Ding-dong.
I've actually lost my calling. Is that what it's called? Here I am sitting in a grubby fucking studio.
Something grubby about this.
In your mother's basement.
Did you not see that I did a paint job on the blue wall there?
Yeah, your mother's basement. Yeah.
Go on.
I am sitting here doing a 2-bit podcast that nobody listens to. More people listen to my television in the living room when I could be sitting in a box in, give me a station in a, what's the big station called? The one where the piano is and all, it's great.
Piccadilly.
No, the other one.
Euston Square.
No, the other one. The real nice one. It has shops and all in them. What's it called?
I don't know.
The one where you get the Channel Tunnel to.
The one where you get the Channel Tunnel?
Ah, what's it called, lads? A beautiful station.
What about it?
Victoria. It was Victoria, okay. And I could be sitting in a little box with my little... Like, that's an easy job. That is an
okay,
easy...
Okay, come on, make your announcement, quick. Okay.
Ding dong! The eastbound... So attention everybody, the eastbound train just arriving at platform 2 is the eastbound 540 to Cockfosters. Stand clear of the gap. Also, Oh, what's the other thing they say sorry, are you okay there? And they say this as well.
Please look after your belongings at all time. Do not leave bags unattended. Thank you very much. That's a message from the mayor of London. Who's the mayor?
Sadiq Khan.
What?
Sadiq Khan.
Sadiq. What?
Sadiq Khan.
Message from Sadiq Khan. Don't leave your bags unattended.
I don't think Sadiq Khan is sending messages around the tube.
And then there's the other thing to do. Okay, ding dong then.
Ding dong.
If you notice anything is suspicious on the tube, please report it to the following number.
No, but then they have a line to go.
Say it, report it. Report it. Thank you very much.
Oh, that sounds like a great...
Come here, if I Google a job, would you go and take it?
Find out before we stop play, yeah?
Yeah.
Or start play or whatever. Find out how much that job pays. That is just a... That sounds like a great L gig. So he literally looks at a computer screen, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's always a man. It's never a woman.
Oh, hang on.
Something.
Hang on.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no, that's not the right one. Oh, here we go. Now, so this is the job that you want this job.
Well, I thought you were going to tell me how much the wages were.
I'll find out in a minute.
You pay me, what do you pay me for this podcast? 50 quid a week?
Yeah, you're not even worth that.
Not even worth the 50 quid.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
I think you've been way overpaid.
Daddy, cockfosters, cockfosters.
Okay, so, here we go.
This is
one of the...
The next station is Addington. Please mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Yeah, she said mind the gap.
No, that's an old one. Okay, I'll try that one.
The next station approaching is Paddington. Please mind the gap between the carriage and the platform. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, very good.
Okay.
This is Heathrow Terminals 2 and 3. Please remember to keep all your personal belongings.
There are announcements on the train. You couldn't do that, John.
We're approaching Heathrow platforms. Oh, Heathrow platform.
No, you just couldn't do it. You just wouldn't. You wouldn't have it.
Oh, here we go. Why did you say cockfosters?
No cockfosters.
Anyway, lads, the funniest thing ever, as you heard all those voices, when you're on the tube, there's nothing more London than the tube, because all the voices are always...
Okay, next station is All Saints, next station, All Saints.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or E17. All the Saints are named after bands, by the way. All the stops. Anyway, we were getting off at Leicester Square the other time we were in London, which is on the... What line is Leicester Square on?
Piccadilly.
No, it's the Northern Line, I think, isn't it?
It's not Piccadilly.
I think it's the Northern Line.
A typical station announcer.
Oh, okay, yeah, here yeah. We go. So bear in mind, guys, this podcast pays me 50 quid, and I do get a bag of snack shortcake biscuits.
You do, yep.
Which are very, very nice.
Yep. They earn typically ranging from £30,000 now to £50,000. £50,000.
I wouldn't sleep with your dad for 50 grand.
He wouldn't sleep with you for that either. So it's no deal.
No deal. Deal or no deal. Would he sleep with me?
50 grand, that's all right.
Ah, that's Jesus.
50 sterling.
Sorry, I was offered a gig in New York for New Year's Eve.
Any gig
yes,
in
I
New
was.
York.
I was offered 50 grand to do a New Year's Eve gig.
Yeah, you were.
In New York. Yeah, turned it down.
You believe that, don't
50
you?
50 grand.
That was the dream you had on New Year's Eve.
50 grand. I wouldn't spit on you. I wouldn't spit on you for 50 grand.
Anyway, there you go. 50 grand. Do it again. You wouldn't even have to go for an interview.
Okay, give me the line and give me the stop we're approaching.
We're approaching Leicester Square.
On what line? What line?
The Piccadilly.
Okay.
This is the Northern Line, Piccadilly.
Piccadilly line.
Oh, sorry. So Piccadilly is the name of the line?
Yeah. And Leicester Square.
The train approaching platform.
Sometimes they shout, so they overmodulate the mics. You ever hear that? They're eating the mic.
They like that. The train approaching platform 2 is the Piccadilly line, and it's finishing at. It's going to wrap up. No, they don't say wrap up.
No, you're fired now.
No, it's final destination. Final destination is Leicester Square. Can all passengers please take your belongings with you? That's a message from Sammy Khan. What's his name?
Sammy.
What's his name?
Oh, you're a fool.
What's
of a man.
What's the man's name?
Sadiq.
That's a stupid name. What sort of name is
it's
that?
A Muslim name.
Oh, better take that back.
It's a Muslim name.
That is a message from Sadiq Khan. Say it, see it, report it. Message from the Metropolitan Police. Thank you.
If I get a job vacancy for you, will you go for it?
I will be over there like a hot snot. I really will. But guys, as I said, the last one was in London. It was so funny because you always associate the tube announcements with English people and London people, yeah? And we were on the train and it stopped. I hate when the train stops in between stations.
Oh, it's a bit unnerving.
You're in the tunnel.
It's a bit unnerving.
And the heat and the sweat is coming off you, and kids are crying and all that. Daddy, and I was like, Luke, calm the fuck down. People had to live in the tube stations during the war. And then he said, were you around then, Daddy? I was like, no, I wasn't. But anyway, then ding dong, and the driver of the train comes on. How are you doing, everybody? So it's Billy here. Just letting you know that there's a signal fault up ahead, and we'll be a bit more, but we'll get you to use our destination in about 10 minutes, okay? They actually have a scanner doing the voice.
Really?
The tube. Yeah. If you know the man that happens to drive the tube in London, don't tell him I called him a scanger. But imagine that, posh English people getting on the tube, and it's Billy the scanger from Finglas. How are you? Councillor Billy here? How are you, Councillor Billy here? There's a fucking signal fault, and I blame the fucking immigrants. It's all their fault. Coming over here, taking our tracks.
Have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Can he sue me over that, by the way?
Yeah, he probably can, yeah. And rightly so.
I'll see you in court, Billy. Councillor Billy.